This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
UIP Morning Show, Tom Kelly, Rob Chary, along with you on a President's Day, Monday morning, 1 hour left. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Lot left to do. We got Rob's This Day in History coming up in the next segment. Always the highlight of working with you, Rob, This Day in History.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
I think you're being sarcastic
there. I love
This
Day in History.
Do you? Okay.
It's a great tradition.
You'll be involved.
I know. Yeah. You've let me know. I'm a little nervous about how you're going
to
involve
Nothing
me in this day
nervous.
In history, though.
I'll just ask you some questions. You'll try to answer them, and then you'll provide your opinions
well,
on
it. Well,
that
didn't go very well for me in presidential trivia.
That's
earlier.
True. That's true. Well, I'll try to make it easier.
You dominated me. Yeah. You put a rope-a-dope on me.
Why? Because
I come back in. You're acting all dejected. You're apologizing to Buzz. I thought you got no points or 1 point, and then I get one and then. 4-1 victory.
By the way, I think one of my answers might have been wrong. I think I said Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Yeah, actually,
Grover Cleveland was the president.
Still, for what it's worth, he still would have won 3-1. So this
I think this has got to invalidate the competition.
No, no not it did.
Yes, there's
no,
one answer. No. If the moderator has incorrect information,
that
voids the competition.
It was Grover Cleveland. When he said Grover Cleveland, I hit ding, and then he added the Alexander like it was the baseball player.
There was a Phillies pitcher named Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Can I put this match under protest?
No.
Yeah, you're gonna
put. I would have appealed.
You lost,
Mike. You got to appeal. Is my
appeal
granted or not?
Tom, you it's lose 3-1. You got smoked.
Mike's the one who's voting on the appeal. Mike, what's the appeal? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, thumbs up or down. Oh, thought about
you
it.
Lost.
They gave me a thumbs down.
Tough break.
Unfortunate. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So we'll get to that. We'll get to some of the more Eagles unscripted sound that they released last night. Talking a lot, obviously, about the Super Bowl today, are you appreciating this Super Bowl more than 2017? I was more happy at the 2017 one initially. This one I've gotten to bask in more, though. Something that comes with being there before that makes you appreciate them a little more, I feel like.
No, the first time, well, here's the deal. The only time the second time is better, and you would know this because you have kids now.
Yep.
Is when you have a kid to live it through. Like 1980 to me for the Phillies was the greatest because I never thought the Phillies would ever win a World Series, and I was a young man anyway. But 2008, I got to relive it through my daughter's eyes, and that was really cool.
So yeah.
You took your son down to the parade.
I took my son. It was awesome. And you know, that is the kind of cool thing where, I've been to an Eagles Super Bowl to parade with my son. I had to wait till I was 30 for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm trying to explain to him, he's three, that he's already seen one. But he did enjoy it. He liked seeing it, and he's a front office guy. He was like chanting for Howie when Howie came by.
He's a front office guy?
Yeah, he's a front office
That's
guy.
How you're raising him?
Well, he was chanting for Howie. He loved the Howie
Did you put him on your shoulder so he could see?
Yeah, I had to hold him the entire time, man. Yeah.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, I mean, 3 hours.
And there's no seats, are there?
No, no seats. So he didn't want me to put him down. Yeah. So I held him the entire time. We got to see everybody coming by. We had a good spot. I mean, it was nicely spread out,
Where were you situated?
22nd in the Parkway.
Which is a perfect location.
Yeah. So it was nice. It was a good day. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, time for an update on our Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter.
You're angry about this, aren't you?
And the question today.
Very angry about this. I can tell.
As of today, who's the best quarterback in Eagles history? 81% saying Jalen Hurts, 14% saying Donovan McNabb, 5% saying other. I am mad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. It's like when you have that feeling with your kids. You're not mad. You're disappointed. I'm disappointed at the disrespect.
Disappointed. You think the audience is our kids?
Well,
you treat them like kids now.
I think a lot of them, hopefully, are older than me.
Well, look, two out of the last 3 years they've been in the Super Bowl, that Jalen Hurts has taken to the Super Bowl, and he won one. No Eagle quarterback has ever done that. That's why he's the number one quarterback in Eagle history.
I would personally value the longevity of Donovan over the championship. I think Donovan, for 10 years, great quarterback, 5 championship games, what, 8 playoff appearances. Jalen's on his way. But,
he's on his way to be Donovan?
No, yeah, he said, well...
Yeah. Donovan didn't win a Super Bowl. This guy did.
What Jalen does has, he plays his best in the best games.
Well,
can't
say
that for Donovan.
No, well, that's why people are saying Jalen Hurts is the guy.
And our side topic today, who is the president of Philadelphia sports over the last 50 years? You had the nominated president. I said Howie Roseman. You said David Montgomery. Pretty much unanimous, Howie, across the board. So I guess that means it wasn't a great topic.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I thought we'd get more answers. We'd get a Mike Schmidt, an Allen Iverson.
We got a Mike Schmidt. We got a, who else we got? We got Jeff Lurie.
Yeah.
We got an Ed Snyder.
How about AI? He'd be a good president.
Not so sure about that.
I'd enjoy living
under
a presidency with Allen Iverson. But we'll get to some more Eagles Unscripted sound in a few minutes. But as we mentioned earlier on, we're kind of talking about President's Day. President's Day, kind of, I think, a phony holiday. And are you familiar with the work of Mad Dog Russo, Rob?
Christopher Russo?
Yes.
He actually worked at WIP for about a month.
Oh, he did?
In 1989. Worked here for about a month.
Did you ever meet him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. We were at 19th and Market at the time.
Okay.
And he did like 5 or 6 shows over a month, and then I don't know what happened, but he went back to New York, and I guess he did okay there.
I think he did. But
yeah.
Mad Dog, not a big fan of President's Day. Here was Mad Dog opening his show the other day, talking about how much he hates this particular holiday.
So I'm going to spend a little time here. I'll start the show, and we're going to have Seth Greenberg on at the bottom of the hour, which I look forward to. But we're going to start the show with what I was thinking about today. And I usually shouldn't do that because I always try to be optimistic. Hey, lots to talk about today. A lot going on. Big show. Big guests. You and I chat. I always give you that, you know, that salesman pitch, the Kevin Burkhardt pitch, you know, that kind of thing. I always give you that because I want to make sure that our listeners are gravitated to what I have to might say, even though there may be nothing to say on that particular day. But today I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say what is actually truthful. This is, without a doubt, no questions asked, the worst sporting weekend of the calendar year, and it's this way every single year. First off, I can't stand President's Day. A Monday day off in the middle of February. I don't have young kids to go bounce around Disney on some silly ride eating the chicken nuggets. So from that standpoint, that no longer applies. And I tried that on a couple of occasions on this week off where everybody moves off and takes their family out of school. They usually have a week off. They add the extra day and off they go. But this, I hate the holiday. And I usually work it. And I will this year as well, trying to find a president's theme as far as, and this is where that whole big deal came a couple years ago when we wanted to start a trip in the summertime for all of those who are uneducated about the American presidency, and that led by Steve Torrey and Colin Schmeling, and send a trip and go to all the artifact places that we needed to go to, starting in Hyde Park, the Kennedy Center in Boston, Hyannisport, and away we go. And that's where this all began on President's Day. But I hate the holiday, and there's nothing going on. And let's be honest, this is a weekend where, here's what I would say, get me to Selection Sunday. How's that? 4 weeks from Sunday. Deal with Tory and his gloom. Deal with Eddie and his gut. Deal with, and a bunch of pizza pies on my third floor. And 4.5 minutes with the commission, with the selection chair. Get me to Selection Sunday. That is about, 30 days from now? March 16th? Is that what it might be? I think it is March 16th. I mean, there is nothing. Let's be fair. Do you care about Cam Newton killing the Carolina Panthers back 20 years ago? Oh, my God, no.
And that was a...
What was that?
That was a very circuitous...
Non sequitur.
Yeah, very... Like, he starts out hating President's Day, and then I don't know where we ended up by the end of that. The
Selection
final minute
Sunday
was just
gibberish.
Yeah. It is a bad sports month, though. I'd agree with him on that.
Yeah.
Not much going on right now.
It's anticlimactic. By the way, the best Philadelphia player with the last name of a president, that shares the last name of a president.
Shares the last name of a president?
Yeah.
Best
Philadelphia athlete ever done.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Lane Johnson.
Okay. You're probably right. I mean, I can't think of another one whose name, same name as president. No president with the last name Howard, right?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
First name, maybe, but not last name.
Thought it was a common last name. Maybe there was a chance.
No, there's no Iverson.
I think
either.
You're right, Rob.
No Iverson, no Schmidt, no, you know.
There you go. Perfect. 215.
No Hurts either.
592. No McNabb for sure. 9494. If you want to get in a few minutes, we will get to what Saquon Barkley had to say to the Eagles the night before the Super Bowl. Not going to want to miss it. Pretty interesting sound. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Eric in North Carolina. What's up, Eric?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Still just kind of basking in the glow of the... of the run we just had. I wanted to kind of hop in on the McNabb-Hurts conversation.
Sure.
So no one is a bigger Donovan fan than myself. When we put the Christmas tree up, the angel goes on the top, and then I have a McNabb ornament that goes just below the angel. But with Jalen, I just think, you know, the guy has just delivered – time and time again. If you look at it, you know, the potential the guy has that he's realized, and there's still plenty of meat left on the bone. You know, I keep going back to throughout this playoff run, they keep posting stats about the first time in history, the first quarterback to do this or do that. And he just keeps turning up on these lists time and time again as being the first guy to ever do it at the position. And then you look at, he's always compared to Burrow and Mahomes and Allen and Jackson as, you know, the top, the big four, whatever you want to call them in the NFL right now. And he's 5-0 against those guys in his last five games, including a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP. So I love Donovan to death, but I got to go Jalen there. And then I just wanted to drop a quick thank you to the city of Philadelphia. I was able to travel up with my son. We flew up on Thursday. He's 8. We met up with my parents and, you know, just kind of standing at that parade with my dad and my son. It was just a special moment for our family. So I want to thank the team and the city of Philadelphia for just giving us a great couple days that I will remember for the rest of my life. So appreciate y'all doing a great job.
That's awesome,
and,
Eric.
Yeah.
And yeah, appreciate the call, man. And yeah, I mean, I thought the parade was really kind of perfect the other day. And, you know, I would say the speech is a little underwhelming, not as great as 2017.
Because 2017, they set a standard.
Right.
And those guys, those were a bunch of rowdy guys in 2017. I mean, some of them were still around. But that was a rowdy bunch of guys that really liked each other and really bonded. Obviously, with injuries and things like that, they really bonded together and they were in that foxhole together. And they all gave great speeches. They all kind of complimented each other. And then the crescendo was obviously the Kelce speech.
Yeah.
You had nobody like that on this. Brandon Graham is, you know, everybody loves Brandon Graham. He's one of the most beloved Eagles of all time, but he's not, you know, he's not Kelsey.
I think in the last segment we'll play Landon Dickerson's, because Landon Dickerson was the
closest. Fired up. He was the most fired up of anybody.
Yeah, his was great. And I think he's going to end up being like the next Lane Johnson.
And honestly, I don't remember ever hearing him speak before.
Right.
Or ever hear him say much before.
Well, you hear, like, they'll tweet out like the pregame speeches on the field, and he's always really electric with those. But his personality is starting to come out a little bit. And I think he's the guy who I think is going to succeed Lane as being the new, like, face of that offensive line moving forward.
I still like hearing from Jalen Hurts. He's one of these guys, I like to hear what he has to say. And I became sold on him. And I think it was his first year as a starter, maybe, when they were struggling at one point. I don't know if it was Nick Sirianni that said it or he said it. I guess it was Sirianni that said it, that Hurts wanted him to coach him harder.
Right.
It's like, you know, Nick was reluctant, I guess, at first, not to yell at him, or but to say certain things to him. And he said that Hurts came and said, no, I'm a coach's kid. I can take it. Just, you know, bring it on. Just give me all you got or whatever you need. Say whatever you want to me. I'm not sensitive like that.
And a lot different than Carson Wentz.
Different than Carson Wentz, than Donovan McNabb, than Randall Cunningham, two of the great quarterbacks we've had here that were sensitive and you had to watch what you said to them at times.
Yeah, no, that's fair. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But I do think that's why it's so cool that the Eagles, you know, tweeted out the speeches the night before the game. Yeah. Because Jalen's we played earlier on, it was awesome. And another one that was great was Saquon Barkley's. And here was Saquon. This is the night before the Super Bowl in a team meeting talking to the rest of the guys.
I want to start by saying thank you to everyone in this room. And I just want to thank you guys for welcoming me in and showing so much love and so much support. I think you hear the common theme up here, right? And I think every single one of us bring up team. And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even growing even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't fuck with us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like us.
And, you know, that's the thing that I keep coming back to. Listen to these. This team was so confident going into that game. Yeah. Like, they were so confident they were going to win that game.
I like the fact that him and Zach Bond spoke as well.
Yeah, we have that. We'll play that in a second.
I love the fact that these two guys came in off the street, basically. I mean, Barkley had a reputation, obviously, because they played against him, and we know how good he was. Bond, nobody knew. But they both made it a point to say that these guys welcomed me in like I'd been here all my life.
And that goes back to the conversation about culture, where, again, it's just the natural comparison point that we have is comparing the Eagles and the Sixers. Because I think that's why the organizations are so different, is one prioritizes we're gonna bring everybody in and we're going to be connected. We're all going to be on the same page. And the Sixers, you don't have that. And that's why you have the issues that they have. Is, you know, that's why you need Tyrese Maxey calling Joel Embiid out, who's in year 10, about coming to meetings and showing up on time and doing all that stuff.
That's why Howie is the president of Philadelphia sports, because it was the organization has been really good for a long time, but it wasn't until under Howie's reign, there's no such thing as, well, you're 30 years old, we're going to get rid of you. There's no organizational philosophy like, as soon as you get old, we don't care how good you are, we're not going to pay you whatever. This organization, it's a landing place for people to be.
And Robin, I'll bet you this too, because Saquon is not the kind of guy where I think he will make an issue of anything during the offseason. I would expect the Eagles take it upon themselves to give him something. Whether I don't know if it's an extension or just a raise moving forward, but I feel like this is the kind of thing where they're gonna take it upon themselves. I don't think Saquon will even have to ask. They're gonna do something for him because he deserves it.
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question they will take care of him. Hey, I was impressed with AJ Brown as well because he took a lot of heat, and I was one of the people to criticize him because it's like when you're winning, you know, shut up. You don't need to, you know, make waves because you're not getting the ball enough. But he said, you know, people misunderstand me, and I loved his speech.
Yeah,
I loved the speech.
It was really good. And here's a little more from that night before the game. This was Zach Bond talking to the team as well.
It's been a long-ass week, but a busy week, but we've got a lot of downtime. So use my downtime kind of reflecting on when I first got here. And I took it upon myself to really dive into the team, to really embrace you guys and let you guys bring me in. So I just appreciate that. I love y'all. And we play our best ball when we're together. So let's fly around, communicate, and do what we do.
And I just, Rob, I think you got to find a way to bring that guy back. I know talked a little bit about it earlier.
They have to.
But he's the player where you struggled at that position for years. I mean,
they didn't value that position for years.
It's the best season I've seen an Eagles linebacker have in my lifetime. I mean, I'd say even better than Trotter in the early 2000s. Nobody's made an impact like Zach Bond made this year. You can't just let a guy like that walk out the door.
Bill Berge was probably the last guy that was a middle linebacker, that dominated like that, that he had.
And again, back to that kind of connectivity issue. Did you hear the story that Zach Bond told in the locker room, how they gave him Bill Berge's medallion after he passed away?
Yes, I did hear that.
It's like, this is the kind of stuff that matters. You know, this is the kind of stuff that connects organizations throughout
history.
Generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's, and somebody pointed this out recently. I'm sure you know this. The Eagles have won their last three championships. They've beaten Andy Reid and Mahomes, Belichick and Brady, and Lombardi and Bart Starr. For their last three championships. They've beaten legends.
Pretty impressive resume.
Yes.
And especially the last two, the only thing that broke up three-peats. I mean, broke up the three-peat in the middle with New England, broke up the three-peat at the end with Kansas City. And that's another thing that's cool about it is anytime you win a Super Bowl, it's a big deal. But you've won two of the more important Super Bowls, I would say, in history.
Well, you broke up a dynasty, although that dynasty was... Two of the Super Bowls that New England won in the 20-teens, or whatever we call them, one of them was because Seattle made an awful call at the end of a game. You got Marshawn Lynch, you're not running him. And the other one was Atlanta, the biggest choke job in history.
Yeah.
Well, that's also what got him two Super Bowls.
Also Tom Brady.
Well, yeah.
He's pretty damn good.
You're up 28-3. And they kept, by the way, they kept pointing this out on the broadcast because they wanted a game. They wanted people to keep watching. And there was a thing in, I forget what it was, three, four years ago, Andy Reid's team was down to Houston 24-0 early.
Yeah.
I think Deshaun Foster was a quarterback.
Yeah, Reid was texting me during the game about Andy blowing another one.
Yeah, and they were down 24-0, and they came back and won. I was like, all right, it's 24-0. It is, but Mahomes had nothing. Andy Reid had nothing that day. So you knew they weren't coming back.
Well, I mean, but they did in that one. So you got to at least give Andy credit for that one, Rob.
Well, that was an early round playoff game. Okay. That was not the Super Bowl.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't count the same.
They didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
No, they did win the Super Bowl that year. That was the year they won their first Super Bowl.
Was it
being a hater.
That was a 24-0 year?
Yes.
Against Houston?
Yep.
Well, you really keep track of everything he does.
I do.
Talk about me being obsessed.
He's a great coach. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly, Rob Cherry on the WIP Morning Show. We're in for the crew today, and it's time for This Day in History. We're being joined by a special guest in studio.
I'm beginning.
You don't start till 10.
But This Day in History, except for the Four Nations Tournament, this is the biggest event of the week.
You came in early just so you could be here.
Just for This Day in History, because I don't know how it changes from year to year.
I despise you, Al.
But I want to
hear. I hate you, Al.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How many days have... How many times do you think you've done February 17th?
Oh, I don't... It's I work different days every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a set
Last
schedule.
Last year it followed the 16th.
And before the 18th.
It wasn't President's Day last year, though. The 17th.
All right, well,
it's a different day.
Oh, no, stop. Let him go.
I'm here.
I can't wait for this.
This day in history.
Al, do you remember when they used to have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday?
Yes, I was telling TK that yesterday. They had the guy with the cherry tree and the guy with the beard. That's separate days.
Right. We'd get 2 days off from school in February. Now we just get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? All right, so it's February 17th. Here are some of the things that happened on February 17th. 1801, the House of Representatives breaks an electoral college tie by electing Thomas Jefferson over Aaron Burr to be president.
$20 bill, is it?
It's a five.
Oh.
He's on a five.
Oh,
he's, on
a five?
Oh, he's on a nickel. He's on a nickel, and maybe it is a $20 bill.
I don't know.
Do you have a 20 on you?
Rob wants to see it.
I'll flip you for it. All right, so there was a university that Thomas Jefferson designed. Tom Kelly, do you know what university Thomas Jefferson designed?
Jefferson College.
Virginia.
Yeah. Al knows that. Wow. 1819, he founded the University of Virginia, inaugurated a bold experiment, a public university.
Overrated school, by the way.
Not so bad. It's not Ivy League, I know.
I mean, anything that except Frazier, how can it be that's a good any good?
That's where I got my start in radio.
Oh, really?
Not at the university, in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Where the University of Virginia was.
Nice.
1924,
yeah.
American swimmer Johnny Weissmuller sets a record in the 100-meter freestyle at the Olympics, a 57.4. After the Olympics, Johnny Weissmuller became famous for what, Tom Kelly?
I have no idea.
Al Morgani, Johnny
no
Weissmuller
clue.
Became what?
He was Tarzan. And when he set that record,
really?
he entered the pool off of a vine.
He was Tarzan.
So he went on to be a movie star?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
12 feature films, he was Tarzan.
Yeah.
And then he became Jungle Jim.
Now, who was Jane?
I don't know. Who was it?
I thought you'd know. I thought you dated her.
I don't know. was not alive. 1927, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the team's first game since changing the name from the St. Patrick's. Did you know that they were
St. Patrick's Day? On St. Patrick's Day, they wear a green jersey, the St. Pat's. It's a pretty cool uniform.
They beat the New York Americans, who I assume were the Rangers.
I think. I don't really know.
1933, the U.S. Senate accepts the Blaine Act, which ended Prohibition. How long did Prohibition last? And you know what Prohibition is?
I know what Prohibition is. They outlawed alcohol.
Yeah. For how long?
Till happy hour?
9 years.
No, 13 years. 1920 to 1933.
Nobody paid attention. Yeah. It was like a don't walk across the street sign. Nobody paid attention.
I was about to say, how could they outlaw alcohol?
For 13 years.
There's no way that people actually, you know,
no, that's how they, you know, they made their own stills, and it was great. It was actually better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we go back to doing it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Outlaw drugs, too.
Yeah.
1934, the first high school auto driving class was offered at State College, PA.
Oh,
ever
God.
Taken driver's ed, Tom?
Yes,
Prohibition
I have.
And drunk driving.
Yeah.
And paid State College.
Al, have you ever driven in a car when someone in the passenger seat stamped their foot on an imaginary brake?
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't like the way you were driving?
Yeah. Happens all the time.
That's very annoying. I hate when people do that. Like
backseat drivers in the front seat.
Love my wife, a little bit of a backseat driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fun. All right. 1936, the world's first superhero, the Phantom, a cartoon strip by Lee Falk, makes his first appearance in comics.
The who?
The Phantom.
The Phantom.
You never heard of the Phantom?
That's the thing where the thing comes down
the
from
Phantom
the ceiling?
The Phantom of the Opera? Yeah, that's all I know.
Like that. All right, rank the superheroes in terms of your favorites.
Okay.
Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Spider-Man, Green Hornet, Phantom. Who's your favorite?
Batman.
Batman?
Spider-Man.
Al? Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Batman's definitely number one. Batman is the best.
I go Superman.
Superman's overrated. He's no fun. He's just got all the powers. I like my superheroes have to work a little bit.
Batman? All right. 1941, in the his 14th title offense, Joe Louis KOs Gus DeRozio in the second round at the convention center here in Philadelphia, retaining his boxing title. Yeah. True or false? Gus DeRozio was a classic tough guy from South Philly, won 72 fights, lost 22. Among his losses to Billy Kahn at Shibe Park, Connie Mack Stadium. Among his wins, an 8-round decision over Buddy Ryan. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It's
Buddy
true.
Ryan?
Not that Buddy Ryan.
I was about to say, how old is Buddy Ryan?
There was a boxer
Move
named...
on, let's get to the 50s.
We're only at 42.
We've
only got 15 minutes
right.
left.
All right.
What the hell?
Al will know the answer to this, so don't give it. 1943, Joe DiMaggio enlists in the U.S. Army. His 56-game hitting streak was what year, Tom Kelly?
1946.
Al?
I don't know.
1941.
Oh. 41.
Oof. And the closest anyone's come to 56-game hitting streak is who?
Pete. Rose?
Yes. 1978. Okay. 44.
Good guess, Al.
See, Al's playing along.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you, Al.
Yo.
1951, Gordie Howe scores his 100th NHL goal as an assist in a Red Wing victory over the Canadiens. True or false? Gordie Howe, like LeBron James in the NBA and Ken Griffey Sr. in baseball, played with his sons in an NHL game. True or false?
Oh, yeah.
True.
No. WHA.
Oh, WHA
I tricked
team.
You.
Yeah.
Marty Howe and Mark Howe.
Yes.
Was Marty Howe any good?
Yeah, it was all right. Mark
was great. Right. Bonus question. What is a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Rick Tocchet owns the record. Goal, assist, and fight.
Yep.
Why? And he only did it twice in his career, so why did they name it after him?
Because they didn't give you penalties for fighting unless you really, like, killed a guy.
They didn't give you penalties for fighting?
Well, they call roughing or whatever. It wasn't the same.
But it's not like you just fought and, like, went back to the bench.
It was much more, you know, just part
Lax.
Of it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're up to the 60s now.
Thank you. Jeez.
1964, 101st member elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, White Sox shortstop Luke Appling. True or false, when he was 75 years old, Appling homered at an old-timers game?
False.
True. RFK Stadium in D.C. 75 years old, the left field fence was 275.
Like a softball.
Yeah, man, basically.
75 years old, he could hit the ball 300 feet?
Well, he did.
That's pretty impressive.
I could do that.
No, you couldn't.
Well, I'll wait until I'm 75 and give it a try.
You only got a couple years to go.
There last year.
We'll set you up at some park here. 1968, Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame opens. True or false? I've been to all four Hall of Fames in major sports, and also to the Horse Racing Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false?
True.
Nobody cares where you've been.
I'm just asking.
This day in history.
I'll say
not
true.
This day,
it's true.
This day in rock.
Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Have you? What beside the Hockey Hall of Fame and baseball?
I only been to the Hockey Hall of Fame because I
you've
had
never
to
been
go
to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
No.
Listen,
what's
Al,
wrong with you?
Al's like, I only went to the Hockey Hall of Fame because I had to go there to be inducted, you know? It was a real pain in the ass.
Wait a second. That was the first time you were there?
Yeah.
You never went there before you got inducted?
No. Never
and
went there.
And he didn't even want to go to get inducted, I'm sure.
Cost me a fortune.
Even I went there.
Did you see Al's plaque?
No, it was
now
before
I don't
Al.
Have to go to Headstone now. I just want to go up there or something.
That's where people will be bringing flowers to Al's section of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I went there in 2010. I don't remember the broadcast wing.
It's upstairs with the owners and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
I took a picture of Bernie Perrant's
cool
thing.
Cool. You're, how many Hall of Fames are you in? The Grateful Dead or the Stoned to I Death mean, Hall of Fame?
Rob's gonna go into our WIP Hall of Fame out of here soon.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Hall of Shame. 1969, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash record an album. It's never released. True or false? The same man that directed the Johnny Cash biopic, Walk the Line, directed the Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Same guy directed it. Is it true or false?
I guess it's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking
I'll say
me.
False.
It's true.
You'd be a horrible teacher because everybody knows the answers.
I know.
Nobody would look that up to be false.
I got
to
confess. I only guessed false because Al guessed true.
James Mangold. He's up for an Academy Award.
Who?
James Mangold.
Ah, yeah.
He's up for an Academy Award. Did you vote for the SAG Awards at all?
No. I didn't watch any of those movies. I think I saw one of them.
The Dylan biopic is excellent.
I only watched the one with the Dracula guy. It was good.
The Dracula guy?
Yeah, some movie with some Dracula
guy. That horror movie?
Yeah, it was good.
Nesferatu
or
something?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one I've seen. And I just watched Netflix.
All right. 1974.
We're in the 70s.
Daytona 500. Richard Petty, the first driver to win back-to-back at Daytona. True or false, in the early days of WIP and as an all-sports station, we used to run NASCAR races on Sundays.
But that's like listening to a fly go around your head.
I'll say true.
We did. We did. It was.
What the hell?
We ran NASCAR races.
Not a sport made for radio.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
1985, first class postage stamp rises from 20 to 22 cents. The cost of a postage stamp today is how much?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
73 cents.
It doesn't say, though.
You're right, it doesn't, because it's so damn expensive.
They're all, it's forever.
Yeah. 1985, Lafitte Pink Eye.
Huh?
Lafitte Pink Eye?
Yeah, the jockey.
I had pink eye, yeah. Third
jockey to win 6,000 races, wins aboard Doria's Delight in the fifth race at Santa Anita. True or false? Forget it.
I'm done with you. Some guy with pink eye on a horse.
Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. is a great jockey.
What year are we in?
1985.
Lafitte
Pink Eye.
1987, Don Mattingly wins the highest salary arbitration at the time, $1.975 million. His nickname was what?
Donnie Baseball.
What is it?
Donnie Baseball.
Donnie Baseball. Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Donnie Ballgame.
Donnie
Baseball.
Steve, yeah.
I knew that one.
1998, U.S. women's ice hockey team beats Canada, wins the first Olympic gold medal.
Okay.
Were you there?
No.
Didn't cover that.
No. But they're a good team. And and when they play Canada, they do everything but fight. Women's hockey's nasty.
Why don't they fight?
Good question.
Because you get thrown out.
Well, they should
in
they
the Olympics.
Get thrown out.
No, in the Olympics, you get tossed if you fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was the top player on that U.S. team?
Number 26. What was her name?
Cammy Granato?
Her husband's a... Well, Cammy's pretty good, but
no.
I liked... she's married to an NFL lineman from the Chargers.
Oh, the girl Coyne, right?
Yeah, Schoenfeld, Coyne, Schoenfeld.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
All right. And 2014, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon premieres on NBC. Ranked a Tonight Show host. Who's the top Tonight Show host of all time?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, Kimmel. He doesn't do the Tonight
Show.
Was that
Letterman?
Letterman was only a guest host.
Is that Jay Leno?
Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Steve
Jimmy
Allen,
Fallon.
Jack Parr.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, I'm not a big I'm not a big Tonight Show watcher.
What year are we on?
That's it.
That's it.
I got birthdays.
We skipped ahead 30 years.
Hold on, I got some birthdays.
What do you got?
1893.
Oh, 1893.
We got to go back to do the birthdays now.
Wait, hold on. Oh my this God. Started when I got in the car from my house. It's still going?
That's Al wanted it to go till 10 o'clock.
Did you guys, what time did you start? 5:30?
We cannot stop Rob when
what
he's
is happening here? We now we haven't even done birthdays yet?
We can't interrupt him, Rob.
This is unbelievable. All right, sorry.
Wally Pipp.
Yep.
What's his claim to fame, Al Morgani?
The Gladys Knight was his sister.
He replaced Mickey Mantle, right?
He got a headache on June 2nd.
He got
2nd,
a headache.
And Lou Gehrig took his place and never Luke gave him his job.
Did he play for the Sixers?
Mickey Mantle.
Did he injure his pinky?
Mickey Mantle. By the way, Pip was a lifetime 281 hitter and over 1,000 RBIs.
So he wasn't a backup singer for Gladys Knight.
Yeah. You keep going with this, you're going to get Wally Pipp.
Unreal.
That's fine. I'm done anyway. 1908, Red Barber, broadcaster.
Red hair.
Red
you know
Barber.
the when the Giants win the pennant, that great Willie Mays
catch?
Yeah, no, the Willie Mays. The Giants had a 3-run homer to win a pennant.
Oh,
Giants
Mazeroski,
won the pennant.
Bobby
Thompson.
Bonds.
Yeah. Well, the other broadcaster was Red Barber in the
Red Barber.
He broadcast for the Dodgers that day. They lost the pennant.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
The Giants won the pennant. Brooklyn
I had a barber with red hair.
Right. Buddy Ryan's birthday, 1931.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Wow.
True or false, the Buddy Ryan radio show on 1210 AM in the 1980s was hosted by
Joe
Angelo
Banner.
Cataldi. True or false?
True.
False.
Oh, okay.
The late Steve Fredericks hosted the Buddy Ryan show.
Bang!
Covered me in high school.
Steve Fredericks?
Yes.
He covered you in high school? Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Back up.
He was a talk show host in Boston.
Up there, yeah.
And there were some high school games. And I remember when he came here, he told me, I'm not going to tell anybody what you did.
What did you do?
What'd you do, Al?
You had to have done something if he said that.
He mixed me up with somebody with talent.
No.
So we're not going to find out what you did?
No. Let's move on.
Hold on. No, let's backtrack here.
Good luck trying to find out.
I think you're gonna,
yeah, you're never getting this kind of information.
If Al doesn't want to say it, it must be pretty bad.
Correct.
Because Al said it's a lot of stuff.
Just don't open up Al's trunk. That's all I'll tell you.
Go on.
1936, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, number 32, played lacrosse.
He did. Yep. At Syracuse University. Was All-American lacrosse and maybe the greatest running back of all
played
time.
Played basketball at Syracuse as well.
Yeah.
What year was that again?
1936.
We're only in the 30s.
Let's go.
True or false?
True.
In a 14-game NFL season in 1963, he averaged more yards per game than Saquon Barkley in 16 games in 2024. True or false?
False.
True. Jim Brown averaged 133 per game.
Wow.
Saquon averaged 125 per game.
And he was an actor, right?
Yes. He was.
Yeah. 30 dozen.
Yeah. See, I know my history. I don't go around showing off like you, but I do know my
You
history.
Are a show-off, Robert.
1963, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yep.
He's
a good basketball player.
Rank the following NBA legends. Wilt, Kobe, Michael, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Kareem, Russell, Oscar, Embiid. Embiid's number one, right?
With ease.
Jordan's one, Embiid's last.
Jordan's one.
Wilt. Wilt is number one.
I'm with you, Rob.
Where are you?
That's right. He won one in a row, yeah.
Where's Russell?
And by the way, when people talk about the greatest team of all time, don't they forget that basketball team was supposed to have been like the best ever, right?
With a 66.
66, 67.
Well, they won 68 games.
They won one in a row, yeah.
Here he goes. Here comes Red Auerbach.
Rob's getting mad. Boston?
Yeah.
You got a cigar with
Bob
you, too?
Bob Cousy swooping
in. Light up a cigar, Al.
You can tell Rob's getting legitimately
Yeah, he's
angry.
Now. The veins are popping out.
1969, LeVon Kirkland.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad name.
Okay. Played for the Eagles.
It's true a bad or false, name. True or false, Andy Reid not re-signing Trotter and telling us Barry Gardner was good enough along with signing Kirkland cost the Eagles a chance to win a Super Bowl.
True.
Yes. You're Andy Reid.
Okay, and Rob... He can't go five minutes without ripping Andy Reid. It's ridiculous.
I will say, that was impressive how he brought it back to Andy Reid right there. He worked
back.
It into the birthdays? He worked that into the birthdays. You got to give him that.
I just envision Rob searching LeVon Kirkland, seeing his birthday was today.
Oh, yeah.
He was so excited.
Oh, my God.
You were so...
That's going to...
Job of the Hutt trying to play linebacker.
Working with Tom Kelly, the Andy Reid apologist.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Billy Joe Armstrong, 1972. What band is he in now?
Green Day.
Okay. What's their best song?
Probably American Idiot, which is very viable these days.
Yeah. Plenty to pick from.
Yes, it is.
Just listen to us.
I like the time of your life. The time of your life was actually called Good Riddance.
Yeah.
But they changed the name.
Seinfeld. That's how Seinfeld closed it out.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. 1975, Vaclav Prospel.
Vaclav Prospel.
won a gold medal with the Czechs in 1998. He was called
Vinny.
I was thinking of Vinny Prosper,
but his name was Vaclav. You covered him, right?
Yeah. We Phillyized him. He became Vinny.
Now it's Czechia. It's not the Czech Republic.
The Czech. Who was the guy they called the Czech?
Roman Czech Monarch?
Yes, the Czech.
Yeah,
Czech Bobby Monique. Clark called him the Czech. That's the not,
Czech. Yeah. I'm sure he called him some other stuff.
What year are we in?
Rob, this is...
One more.
There are people on the parkway.
This is
Rob, there are people on the parkway chanting to wrap it up.
That thing in the Senate?
1995, Madison Keys. Just won the Australian Open.
Tennis player.
Very nice.
Aren't you a tennis guy?
Yeah, she was terrific. Yeah. She gave it right to him, right on center court. She told him to kiss her behind. Yeah,
really?
Did she?
He's really good.
Told who?
The crowd.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh wow,
really?
It was pretty good.
Why?
Missed that.
Who's the best? My favorite American tennis player is Jessie Pegula. She's great.
Bill's owner's daughter,
and he owns the Sabres. He owns Penn State. He owns everything. Yeah.
And she's a tennis player.
Yeah, she's good.
Really good. You'd like that. You know, you should go to a Grateful Dead concert with Andy Reid.
Bury the hatchet, Rob.
Yeah, make
go
up.
Go to a concert
I
with
want
Andy.
You guys to make up.
I think Rob should spend a weekend with Andy and Donovan, really hash this stuff out.
In-N-Out Burger.
I'm a Jalen Hurts guy.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson.
They're your guys.
I can't believe I came in. It was like a Grateful Dead concert,
wasn't
though.
It?
Yeah.
If you combine the Grateful Dead and Fish, it was this.
Well, you should do this with...
It's like a crossover.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah. You got to do this day in history.
It was awesome, Rob.
Yeah.
You done?
Johnny Weissmuller, phenomenal.
Yeah. Al Morgani knew who he was.
Tarzan.
I was going to say, Tom Kelly knew none of this. Al Morgani knew everybody.
Well, you're going back to the 30s, Rob.
He's 12 years old. I'm 110.
When you start in 1890, when he started in 1897, Here we go. This is going to be a long ride.
You asked for it. You got it.
Well, it was great, Rob. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure you did.
Normally, it would be Times Yours. Times Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. You heard them. Al Morgani and Rob Ellis coming up next. We'll see what they have in store today. This was fun, Rob. This was a great time.
Yeah.
Arguing about Andy and Donovan for 4 hours.
Well, not anything
I would have not expected.
Apparently, everybody agrees with me about Jalen Hurts being the best Eagle quarterback of all time.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Time for our final read on the Twitter question of the day. At WIP Morning Show on Twitter, as of the day, who is the best quarterback in Eagles history? 81% say Jalen Hurts. 14% say Donovan McNabb. 5% say other.
The people have spoken.
The people have spoken. The people, you know, they get it wrong from time to time.
I think and that's 81%. Okay. If it's 50-50 or 56, you know, 44, 81% says everybody knows what they just saw. They just saw a guy get to two Super Bowls in 3 years, almost win an MVP. And then the only MVP that's important is the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he won it.
Got to do it for a little more time to reach Donovan level. Got to get the more championship
what's
games.
What's one in four?
Five championship games.
He's already won more championship games than NFC championship games than Donovan has.
If Donovan was on this team, they'd have won the Super Bowl too.
Not sure about that.
Come on, Rob. Mm. You know that.
Not so sure about that.
But that'll do it for us today. Fun show, Rob.
It was,
what do you got going on the rest of your present today?
The rest of the day?
Yeah.
I'll probably go to sleep. I'll sleep this off, yeah.
There you go.
I got about 2 hours sleep.
Well, good stuff. Well, there you go. Stay tuned. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani coming up next. Thanks to Buzz for producing and Louis Coco for helping as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.